Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to the Primal Field Podcast. My name is Jack. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heavenly Nerds. Here are my co-hosts, James, Ryan, and Jackson. You can find us on Twitter at Deep Drive Pod and Instagram at Deep Drive Pod. You can find Ryan on Twitter at Ryan Garcia ESM. You can find James on Twitter at James Valentinus. You can find Jackson on Twitter at Jackson Dells 2. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about our preseason predictions and going over those. The war drafts today, we did a shit ton of war drafts. That was a lot of fun to sort of look through and monitor through the season, which is something we didn't really do. We should have, we really didn't. We're going to be also going over the free agent signings that we missed in the last episode and some transactions and, just going over a couple of teams specifically and just, you know, reviewing their off seasons, and we'll maybe answer a couple of questions along the way. So with that, I'll turn it over to James, who has basically all the prediction info in like some spreadsheet. So
do I?
James, take it away.
All right. So I have two things to pull up quickly, predictions. And then if I can find them, I'd like our playoff predictions, but we can start with our war drafts. We had fun with these at the beginning, like before the season started. I don't completely remember the order that people were picked in or whatever, but
I picked first, Ryan picked second, you picked third, Jax.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like players, you know, because I know like my first pick was Christian Yelich.
Oh, now I get what you're saying.
Pick Yelich. Oh, that's pretty
funny. My NL Central is atrocious.
Okay, but like, we'll start with
still my AL West.
We should have just done this based on war / 150, but whatever.
No,
that's dumb.
No, what?
That's so dumb.
But, you know what? Whatever.
All right, we will start with overall, like the whole league.
Yeah, we will.
F4. Okay, so Jackson's team came in first place with a roster of Will Smith,
yeah,
Freddie Freeman, Ozzy Alves, Jose Ramirez, Corey Seager, Randy Arozarena. Cody Bellinger in his -0.8 war. Mookie Betts, Jordan Alvarez. What?
Big Bellinger.
Jackson.
I won by 7. So
Jesus.
6.1.
Max Scherzer. 7. It wasn't for Cody.
Max Scherzer, Walker Buehler, Brandon Woodruff are his three pitchers, and then his reliever Anderson. Through 0
pitches. Nick Anderson, though, so I got nothing.
No, but you're starting pitching. That's that.
In at second place was my team, edging out Jack by only 0.7 war, with a roster of JT Realmuto, Max Muncy, Jeff McNeil, Anthony Rendon, Xander Bogaerts, Christian Yelich, who was my first pick, and Anthony
Rendon. How did you finish second? What the?
We'll get there. George Springer, Bryce Harper, JD Martinez, Luis Castillo, Aaron Nola, Yu Darvish, and Liam Hendricks.
Oh, Nola was a fifth guy.
He always is. Yeah. And Jack coming in at third. By the way, the discrepancy here is insane. Like, Jackson beat us out by like 6-7, and then we beat Ryan by 11. Like, Ryan's team was just absolutely god awful.
My team got smoked.
The quote unquote steamer team that was gonna beat everyone.
Timeout. How was I supposed to predict that Ketel Marte, Eloy Jimenez, like everyone on my team died? That would make me criminal. That's not my fault.
They didn't become one.
He already was one. You should have seen that coming.
No, honestly, you're right.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Jack's team, Grandal, Goldschmidt, LeMahieu, Chapman, Tatis.
LeMahieu.
He has a criminal here too, and he beat you by 11. Marcelo Zuna, Luis Robert, Ronald Acuna Jr.
How did I lose?
Giancarlo Stanton. And then his pitchers were Cole and Giolito. Carrasco with his 0.1 WAR, and Josh Hader was his reliever. Then for Ryan, who had what we thought would be a pitching staff that could win him the WAR draft with DeGrom, Bieber, and Bauer.
That was, you can't lie, that was like a very safe pick. Like anyone would have picked that.
I'm sure picking a guy named Trevor Bauer, whose agent is Rachel Lubin, has a total
team. All right. And Edwin 70 Diaz good innings. Round out his pitching staff. And then he has Vasquez, Rizzo, Marte.
Why did they Vasquez was brutal. That's
I mean, okay, like
yeah, but Vasquez was a hard fall off. That was tough.
I mean, Ryan had two players put up above 3 WAR.
Yeah.
Two.
DeGrom, you know, and me, guys. Let me find my players.
All three of my pitchers put up over.
Just to put this into perspective, everyone on Jackson's team except Bellinger and Anderson, who both were hurt, and Bellinger sucks.
All right.
Put up more than 3 WAR. Everyone on Jack's team except for LeMahieu, Ozuna, and Stanton put up 3 WAR, and then his pitchers. But like, I'm not talking about relievers.
It'd like, be so useful to get plate appearances on here, because I'm like 90% sure I have by far the least amount of plate appearances.
I don't care. Pitch.
By okay. far, there's no way it's even close. I have then, no more.
All right, we're moving on. In I have the AL
more
East,
than like 100 innings in my starting.
In pitch. The AL East, we did one for each division as well. I'm sure some of you know that. Okay. Coming in at DLGs first is also Jackson with a team of Eduardo Rodriguez, DJ LeMahieu, George yes, Springer, sir. And Rafael Devers. In East Division, we just went pitcher, outfielder, infielder, utility, which means you can pick anyone, pitchers included. Coming in at second was Jack with Glasnow, Torres, Judge, and Verdugo. Coming in at third was Ryan with Cole, Bichette, Hicks, and Urshela.
Fucking Hicks and Urshela.
I mean, my team was brutal.
I don't know why Ryu, I picked Urshela.
Ryu, Ryan, Bogarts, why'd you Gurriel, pick, and Kluber.
Were you a steamer guy back then?
Yeah, I don't know why I picked Urshela.
Why'd you pick Urshela?
You know what I think it was? I think I didn't fool. Like, I thought, like, I was going to, like, outsmart steamer and pick Urshela and, like, get a luck pick. And I just, I'm not doing that this year. I'm just going
to pick steamer. You're going to read off the
steamer. Yeah, I'm not going to have any, I'm not going to use any personal pick. Fuck that, bro.
All right. Jack and I kind of like ran the AL Central here, but
yep.
I came in first with Lynn, Ramirez, Kepler, and Moncada. Jack came second with Barrios, who counts his AL East stats as well. Grandal, Robert, and Anderson.
Dude, if Grandal and Robert played the full season, I would easily like had that.
Oh yeah, you would me. I only beat you by 1.6.
If Shane Bieber didn't die, I would have been close.
Ryan had Bieber, Donaldson, Merrifield, and Giolito.
Donaldson was just a stupid pick. Merrifield was actually not a pick. I like Merrifield. I think I got a good pick there because I got some pretty solid WAR.
Jackson barely beat Jose Ramirez, putting up a total of 6 WAR with a team of Maeda, Abreu, Jimenez, and Cruz.
That's just bad luck.
I don't know why
you picked a bad team. Beginning of the year, that's bad.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to pick a DH first of all, but.
No, and the first baseman is not.
I don't know why I picked Donaldson. Donaldson was going to be a DH. I don't know why I was thinking.
Yikes. I absolutely murdered the AL West.
I got smoked in the AL West. This team is putrid. What the fuck was I smoking?
I picked Ohtani, and that kind of like I beat Ryan alone off of Ohtani.
Yeah.
Just going to put that out there.
Fuck, oh my God, this team is
so Ohtani, Chapman, Laureano, Altuve wins.
That's a loaded team.
The AL West, even with Laureano cheating and on steroids and missing half the season, I still won by almost 3 wins. Over Jackson, finishing in second with McCullers, Bregman, Tucker, and Correa. Who, by the way,
all Astros.
Correa was his utility player, which means he got him in the second round.
Who? Me?
Jackson. Oh, I did.
How did I not pick Correa? I'm an idiot. I was so high on Craig.
Yes. Well, you picked Trout, so.
Trout sucks.
That would make sense. I got really fucked by that, but no, I mean,
coming Craig, Trout.
I remember being
I remember we all thought that Jack would just win this division easily because Trout should be banned. And
didn't
I guess
we banned him from the overall league.
We banned him from the overall one.
Banned him from the.
Which seems so stupid, but anyways,
you made
Trout definitely.
I think that was a James rule.
Yeah, that Trout was the James rule.
Trout definitely will not be banned next year in any league because he's no longer far and away the best player in baseball.
Yeah, so picking Soto. I'm picking Soto if I get the first pick.
All right. So let's move on. Jack came in third with a pitcher of zero war, exactly zero, of Dylan Bundy, as well as Matt Olson, Mike Trout, and Yordan Alvarez. And then Ryan's team, again, absolutely god-awful. I think I see a trend here, and it's that Steamer sucks.
How the fuck am I supposed to predict that my best player got hurt?
Zach Greinke, Anthony Rendon, Michael Brantley, and Joey Gallo. All right, moving on to the NL. In the NL East, Ryan barely beat out Jack. My team was awful, but we'll get there later. Ryan wins his only division.
To be fair, I won with my guy getting hurt.
Ryan won two. I won three. Man. Ryan won two, and you won one. Jack didn't win a division, didn't win the overall. He went 0 for 7. Embarrassing.
James, you put up a 7 war in the NL East, bro. What the fuck happened here?
My whole team sucked, except for me. It's just Ryan. I mean, no, Ozuna beat his wife, and Carrasco had cancer.
Okay, that's variance. Ryan. That's what I just said.
That is not what variance is. I thought we went over this last time.
Yeah, that's not variance. That's just domestic abuse.
No, I didn't. I'm not talking about Ozuna.
Now we have Jackson, who actually knows statistics, just say variance, to tell you that, sounds smart, that variance is not what that is. Yes. Beating your wife is not variance.
I'm not saying.
It's also not getting cancer.
I'm saying we need to clip this.
All right.
Okay. Because we clear this up. All right. I'm saying that random things happening to random players is something you can't predict nor project, nor can you do anything to do for. We are taking a shot in the dark every single time. No matter what we use, we're taking a very, very, very bad shot in the dark.
Yeah, but those aren't taken into account. They might beat their wife.
Statistical variance does not include cancer and beating your wife.
Okay, well, Carrasco
did. It could include injuries, like Tommy John.
Carrasco was injuries. That was different.
Yeah.
But like, as for like Jack and I, the only reason that Jack didn't beat me here was because DeGrom got hurt. I think if Acuna and DeGrom are both healthy, DeGrom on a per eight basis beats out Acuna and he beats me in the division because the gap between the two is 0.7 in WAR in DeGrom's favor.
But that doesn't necessarily – like, DeGrom wasn't as good in his last few starts, you know, once he stopped cheating.
Okay, dude.
Jack.
But you get
Jack
what I'm saying.
Wins this division with a team of Jacob DeGrom, JT Realmuto.
You said I won nothing.
You didn't.
No, Jack finished second. My bad. Yeah. I'm reading this wrong. Jack finishes second with DeGrom, Realmuto, Harper, and Nimmo. Ryan finishes first with Trey Turner, the MLB's WAR leader. Aaron Nola.
Otani.
Well, Otani. But
dude, Otani sucks.
Position player WAR leader.
Otani sucks, dude.
Otani is
Trey Turner was the position player WAR leader. Nola, Acuna, Albies for Ryan. And then for Jackson, we have a team of Max Scherzer, Jeff McNeil, Juan Soto, and Michael Conforto. We're not even going to talk about my team. We got wife beater, negative 0.3 WAR, Marcelo Ozuna. We got Freddie Freeman, 4.5 WAR. Francisco Lindor, he got hurt and sucked in the first half. And Carlos Carrasco, he sucks.
I want
to remind you right now that you guys drafted the NL Central without me, and I picked after the fact.
I remember. Okay?
I'm going to let you know this because I beat you guys by 2.5 WAR.
I remember the exact day that we had to wait. Didn't you have like Eugenio Suarez on your team?
I have Burns, Baez, Kane, and Bryant.
I don't know why none of us picked Burns. I picked Kyle Hendricks.
That was dumb. We all thought that was dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know what I thought. I don't know. You guys were waiting for me, and then I got stuck in a line. I think it was at Disney World.
I remember.
But, anyways.
Have you missed the podcast episode?
You have not. Everyone else has.
Yes, I'm the guy. I'm the lead leader. Like, I'm durable.
I think it's Jackson or I missed more because I know it's between us.
I think it's Jackson.
Now I'm gonna get hit by like a truck, and I'm not going to make the next podcast
episode. Jack coming in second. I've only missed one. Two. All right. Jack came in second with Woodruff, Hayes, Castellanos, and Castillo.
Hayes. Hayes is where I got fucked. Hayes. Yeah, I got fucked by Hayes.
I thought it was three. Pause.
I'm gonna clip that and post that. Right.
Let's be mature, right? Let's be mature, yeah, bro. All
right. I kind of got fucked by Hayes. Do you have like a trick with
that? All right.
You really fucked me. Like, I would have been.
Ryan came in third with a team. I remind you, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, this is really.
Hendricks, Paul Goldschmidt.
It's also the NL Central. There's only so many guys.
Christian Yelich and Sonny Gray. And
yeah, then I don't know why I picked.
Came last, but like, whatever. Ian Happ, Anthony Rizzo, Nolan Arenado, and Jack Flaherty.
So timeout. He puts up a 7.8 WAR. I put up a 10.1 WAR. I'm the embarrassing one. And he's just a whatever. Are you kidding me?
No, it's embarrassing. Stop
Dominican
that you...
hate. I put up a stop 6. Dominican 8, hate. Stop Dominican hate. Stop Dominican hate, bro. Stop
all right. Dominican hate. And then moving on to the NL West, where my team sucked.
Ryan Garcia, ESM wins.
Ryan won his other division here because it was Kevin Gausman pick that I made.
Yep. Steamer, baby.
Yes, I remember distinctly you saying he was a fucking moron. Like
me? I did. I was a fucking moron.
Yep.
Another all right. Clayton Kershaw, yep. Corey Seager, Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts only had 3.9 WAR. That's
talk it up.
Gotta
talk
be the up. Career worst, right?
Three of those guys got hurt that's except so for Gausman. All three of those guys got hurt except for Gausman. I still won the division. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack picked a sex offender, as well as Fernando Tatis Jr., Trent Grisham, and Joe Musgrove. What?
Didn't the sex offender at least put up like three wins?
He put up 1.8 because it was F1. Really? He sucked. Yeah. He had a 4 FIP.
Oh, I remember. Wait.
Jackson came in second with the team. Because
Grisham wasn't good either. He had 2.1.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Dude. So Jackson comes in second. Jack comes in third. Jackson has Bueller, Turner, Yastrzemski, Story. And then I have Darvish, Machado, Bellinger, and Marte. So as far as the most wins, I have the most wins. And then Ryan has 2. Jackson has 2.
Well, I have the important one.
But he has the important one. I don't know. No point system. We're just going to go Jackson's first. I'm second. Ryan's third. Jack's fourth.
I'm happy with
suck it, Jack.
That I can say that if I had just listened to Steamer more, I would have won. So that just validates that personal opinions are stupid and that no one should have any.
I didn't look at Steamer once. Now,
congratulations. You got lucky. Yeah.
It's not lucky. I mean, like,
that is lucky. You are a luck merchant. Yeah.
You're looking at a projection system.
Yes. You are a luck merchant.
That, Lance Lynn would not put up 4.2 WAR last year.
No, you're a luck. You're a luck merchant. You are a luck merchant.
Let's move on. We have our predictions. I realize now, like, okay, this is the wrong document. I realize now that the way that we had the setup for scoring was absolutely terrible.
Very smart.
Like it was just bad because I finished in first. I'll put this out there right now, but it's only because I like took 2 random shots in the dark and got teams' records right. With the Braves, the Pirates and the Astros, whereas like the rest of you guys didn't get records right. Jack picked the right MVP, so like I feel like that should matter more. But
I got cooked.
On these in the NL, we all had we all had the Mets first and the Braves second in the NL East. Jackson and I had the Phillies third, which actually is correct. Jack and Ryan had the Nationals third. I mean, they traded their whole team away. Couldn't have predicted that. We all had the Marlins last. That was right. And then flipped the Phillies and Nationals, whatever. I had the Cubs winning the Central. We're not going to talk about it. The rest of you guys got the Brewers. And then Ryan had the Cubs in second and whatever. I don't care. We all had the Pirates last and the Reds in fourth. So
good. But the Reds didn't finish fourth.
Reds finished third. Yeah. In the NL West, we all had it in the order: Dodgers, Padres, Giants, D-backs, Rockies. Which, by the way, there were a total of 2 points earned in the NL West, and it was by me being the closest on the Dodgers record.
Everyone out of place,
giving them 103 wins, and they had 106, which was 3 points, which was 3 wins off.
They won 106 games.
Yeah, Giants won 107, Dodgers won 106. And then it was two points for that, whatever. And then in the playoffs, Jackson and the Dodgers winning the NL. I had the Mets winning the NL. Jack had the Padres winning the NL, and Ryan had the Padres winning the NL. None of us got the Braves. We all had them as losing to the Padres in the wild card game. Whatever. Now to go over the AL East, we all had Yankees, Blue Jays, and then Jackson had the Red Sox, and Jack had the Red Sox in third, and then I had the Rays, and Ryan had the Rays, then flipped them, obviously, in the Orioles in last. The Yankees suck.
Can you repeat that again? Sorry, I missed it.
You had Rays fourth, Bob.
Jack, you had the Rays fourth.
And so did Jackson, so...
I had them third and Ryan had them third, so it's not like we were right about them. We all had the Twins in first, including Ryan, who was like the biggest White Sox
merchant. Yeah, what the fuck? Dude, I flipped my pick after. I don't know what that pick was. Because you guys were pressure. Telling me the entire time I had to pick the Twins, but you know what? I should have just stuck with my projection.
And then we all had the Cleveland baseball team in third, the Guardians now, Indians then, Royals in fourth, Tigers in fifth. We were all right with the Royals fourth, all wrong with the Tigers fifth.
Because who finished
fifth? The Twins.
Oh, right. Wow, they're brutal.
And then in the AL West, we all had Astros, Angels, A's, Mariners, Rangers. I was peer pressured into moving the Mariners down. I still didn't have them second, so it doesn't matter. The Angels fucking suck.
I'm never buying into Angels hype, ever.
What?
Never buying. You guys all picked them to go to the playoffs, or two of you guys did?
I definitely didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No shot I did, right? I hope
I did. No, you didn't. You picked the White Sox and Blue Jays in the wild card game.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my God.
I picked the Blue Jays to win the wild card game. They didn't even make it. But I had the
White Sox, too.
I had the Astros winning the AL. So did Ryan and Jack. And then Jackson of the Yankees.
Ex-Yankee bias right there.
Jackson really jinxed says he fucking asshole.
I knew it too. That's why I wanted to pick against them.
Didn't even make it past the wild card game. So
no one had the World Series, right?
No.
Obviously, because no one had the Braves even in the World Series. All right, moving on to awards. Go over this quickly. MVP is obviously Ohtani. None of us picked him. Jackson had Trout, Jack had Judge, Ryan had Chapman, and I had Bregman.
What the fuck was I doing there?
I don't know.
I don't understand what I was doing there.
All right.
Cool. Yeah.
Rookie of the year. Also, no one got right. The winner was Randy Rosarena. Jackson had Delbec. Jack had Kelenic. Ryan had McKenzie, and I had Vaughn.
I think McKenzie was the best player.
I mean, okay. Cy Young, we all were wrong. Obviously, no one was going to pick Robbie Ray to win the Cy Young.
I picked Giolito? Or Cole?
You had Giolito, Jackson had Cole, and I had Bieber. Manager of the year, Jackson and I had Montoyo. Jack and Ryan had Baker. And, of course, the manager of the year was Kevin Cash once again. I will die on the hill that Alex Cora deserved that.
No, he didn't. He's a loser.
Dude, he's not even a good manager. What are you talking about?
He sucks at everything he has to do. He's terrible.
Comeback player of the year. Everyone got Mancini.
You think Alex Cora is a good manager?
Sometimes. I think he's a great development coach.
Decisions
are iffy, but oh well.
All right. Jackson and I had reliever of the year with Hendricks. Jack picked Karinchak and Ryan picked Crochet. Great picks.
That's just not fair. We need the spider tackle.
Right. I picked no timeout. Crochet was better than Warriors.
I have K-Rate
went down like 30% after Worcester Warriors.
Okay. I have absolutely zero interest in reading who we picked for Gold Glove and Silver Slugger. Just know that like someone got points there.
I did. I think I picked Tatis. Somewhere.
I mean, some of you guys picked Tatis to win the Gold Glove, which is unbelievable.
I probably picked like
No, you picked Tatis to win the Gold Glove. I picked Lindor. Yeah.
Did Lindor win it?
No.
Good. He didn't deserve it. Dude sucked.
You need to stop looking at DRS so much. But
for DRS, a negative UZR doesn't deserve the Gold Glove. You don't just look at one statistic and determine defense.
I look at the eye test. All right.
That's a good point.
Okay. No.
Unironically, yeah, it's good.
No, but Lindor, like, whatever. Okay, MVP. We're not going to talk about my pick.
Who'd you pick?
Because you guys had the top three. You guys had the top three: Soto, Harper, Tatis, and then I had the best shortstop in baseball.
Oh, nope. Remember when it was a debate, bro?
We all laughed at that then. I'm happy that
you can laugh at it now,
bro. Remember when you guys argued me that Lindor was better than him than Tatis? You told me Lindor was better than Tatis. That was crazy. That was insane.
All right,
that was
rookie of the year.
That was insane shit.
No one had India. Jackson and Ryan had Anderson, and Jack and I had Hayes. Cy Young, Jackson had DeGrom, which would have worked out had he not gotten hurt.
Because he sucks.
Jack had Woodruff. Ryan had Scherzer, who was close. I had Castillo. He had a good second half, whatever. Manager of the year, we picked three managers who got fired. Jace Tingler and Luis Rojas. And then Jack had Craig Counsell, who will not get fired anytime soon.
And came close.
Comeback player of the year, no one
picked Kapler. Kapler was definitely not. I don't think.
I mean, what?
I don't think.
Yeah, Kapler's going to win.
I mean, Kapler was the most obvious award pick of all time.
No, but, no, okay. Let's
not like before the season, but
Otani is more obvious.
Maybe.
Clear.
Comeback player of the year, no one picked Posey. Jackson and I had Stroman. Comeback player of the year, Jack had Christian Yelich, and Ryan had Baez. Not a bad pick, but I mean,
didn't
Baez
really come
was
back for much.
Baez was really, really good in the second half from New York, which I looked at earlier today and realized that
141 WRC.
We should, I think, picking Posey would like in hindsight, it was just like the NL didn't have that like clear cut like Trey Mancini case where it's like someone came back from being terrible. It was just who opted out.
Well, okay, Trey Mancini didn't come back from being terrible.
That's
Trey
what I'm saying.
Trey Mancini came back from cancer.
That's what I'm saying. I thought I knew this once by playing baseball. He's come back from way more than any other player. Well, yeah,
okay,
back.
But like
when he played one inning, he knew he was gonna win it. Clearly,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Carrasco it's didn't win it after one inning.
No, but Carrasco didn't come back from cancer this year. Carrasco it was in 2020.
Yeah, we do remember this, Jack. And then reliever of the year, reliever of the year, we went 3-for-4, but Jack picked Diaz because he's dumb.
You pick right. Diaz, bro. Come
on. And then here's our postseason predictions from after, like from like before the postseason, but after the regular season, once we already had the whole field set.
I got cooked.
Jackson picked the Dodgers over the Cardinals, so did I, and so did Ryan. Jack picked the Cardinals. We all picked the Brewers to beat the Braves. Jackson and I picked the Giants. We all picked the Giants, actually. I fucked up this document. Jackson picked the Dodgers, the rest was the Giants. I had the Giants in the World Series. Jack and Ryan had the Brewers. Jackson had the Dodgers. Jackson also had the Brewers. Okay, so all of us were wrong. We were all terribly wrong.
You all should have just picked the Braves for shits and gigs. Like, you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, I remember you. I distinctly remember you saying or tweeting that 9 out of the 10 teams had a chance to win the championship, and the only team that didn't was the Braves.
No, I didn't tweet that. I tweeted that.
No, I'm talking about Jack. Jack did.
You know, I think, did I not say in one of the episodes?
Anyone
something like that?
And I said in April that they had a chance. So fuck you guys.
To be fair, I will say this. I think right before the playoffs, or it was like before the Braves made the World Series, I said that the Braves are going to go win the World Series because I gave them a bunch of shit in the offseason, and it would be the perfect time for them to win the World Series, which would be after I just give them an endless amount of shit for no reason. Well, it wasn't for no reason. It was for
Ryan, the world doesn't revolve around you.
Yes, it does.
Jackson and I picked the Red Sox, and then Jack and Ryan let their Yankees vines like cloud their view here. Like they
Boston
just
fucking sucks.
They
beat that team
you.
With Andrew Velasquez.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Boston sucks at baseball. They're terrible baseball
right.
team.
I
feel like Jackie Bradley Jr.
Okay.
Losers.
I still don't understand to this day how Ryan went in his head and justified picking the White Sox over the Astros.
I don't, you know.
But James, I digress.
I don't understand the James in his head picking fucking Francisco Lindor for MVP.
I don't understand.
Okay, the White Sox over the Astros was just I wanted that. I wanted that. I wanted that.
All right.
I wanted it.
Ryan and Jack had the Rays over the Yankees. I had the Red Sox over the Rays, which, by the way, you guys laughed at me for. And Jack
no,
had
I
the Rays
said
over
it
the
was,
Red Sox.
I said it.
I said it was dumb to say that the white, picking the White Sox over the Astros is dumb, and then going ahead and picking the Red Sox over the Rays.
And because, what happened? The Astros beat the Red Sox.
So fuck you. Because you also said that. You also said this, that if the White Sox were to beat the Astros, that your take would still be smart, because over 100 simulations of it played, the Astros won the majority of the time.
I honestly think the Red Sox would have beaten the Rays in an 101 game series.
No. A team, I refuse to believe a team that just traded Hunter Renfro for Jackie Bradley Jr. would beat the Rays over 101 game series. They're stupid, they're dumb, and they use luck and narrative ball. So they're stupid. I hate them. Yeah. Anyways,
next prediction. Do you realize how stupid you sound? Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. Jack had the Rays in the World Series. I had the Astros. Jack had the Astros. Ryan had the White Sox. Great pick. Actually, in fact, Ryan had the White Sox winning the World Series.
Good call.
Good call right there.
Thanks a lot, Lance Lynn, for throwing 90% fastballs against the Houston fucking
Astros. We all picked an AL team to win the World Series. No one had anything close to anything with these MVPs either.
I picked two first round exits to win, go to the World Series, which is pretty hysterical.
You did. I picked a first round exit in the team that made the World Series. So, moving on. I think we're done with predictions. I like scored the highest, but I don't think it matters because we were like
our scoring. We all just stink.
We'll work on that.
Oh, you just don't make predictions, or you make predictions and accept that they're gonna be bad. Like it's funny. People who go through my position list from last
year. Or you just don't be stupid.
I was reading through some of the comments just now on my recent post. Like, oh, you had Tatis, the sixth best shortstop coming in last year. But you have
that was dumb.
The top 50 pitcher. Like,
that was
like,
dumb.
People can evolve. And I think that's, you know, making predictions are fun. But the biggest test here, intelligence in you know, baseball and in particularly is just sort of, you know, evolving and understanding that, you know, you might have been, you know, you might have been very wrong like a year ago in my case. And just sort of learning from that. I appreciate your mimicking of me, Jackson, but.
All right, pal. All right. So we're done with predictions. I want to move on. I have a couple things I want to talk about. I don't know about you guys, but as, okay. So Marlins, let's start with them. I love everything the Marlins have been doing recently.
I don't, but I do like what they've been doing.
The fact they traded for Jacob Stallings. Like, what the fuck was that? Like, why?
You want to
trade for Gary Sanchez. No, they should just trade for Gary Sanchez because I don't want Gary Sanchez.
All seriousness, the Marlins, first of all, they robbed Sandy Alcantara. Like,
No.
A year or two after arbitration ends?
Yeah, it's fine. They just bought out 2 years, which is fine. It was a pretty good deal for both sides.
5 years, $56 million for a top 25.
But it's under team control.
I have Alcantara top 10, so I don't doubt that he's so good, but he's got 3 years of arbitration left.
Do you have him top 10?
Basically, yeah, I'm top 10.
That's surprising because he's like, he was up until this year a certified ERA merchant. By the way, I was right about him.
Things changed, all right? And I can explain. Just a quick, you know, PSA for everybody who's listening and is interested. When we do position lists, we do the explanations there. So I'm not going to give, you know, deep and thorough explanations now on the posts that I'm making. But, you know, when we do position lists here, which I'm imagining we're going to start up soon, we'll do thorough explanations. But regardless, I think with, you know, Alcantara, they bought out 2 years arbitration. It's kind of what the Yankees did with Severino. Obviously, with Severino, it didn't work out as well because he's been so injured. But, you know, it would have worked well if he was healthy, and it's probably going to work well for both Alcantara and the Marlins.
And Alcantara, just a fucking innings year. That dude throws like 200 innings a year. That fucking means he's beautiful.
Right,
he's
so beautiful. Alcantara, like Lopez, Sixto when he's back, like their rotation. Don't they added Lizardo.
I don't think Sixto Sanchez is that good.
He's not coming back, right?
What?
Is he not like? Didn't Craig Mish tweet like he doesn't think Sixto? Don't rely on Sixto coming back.
Well, maybe they're looking to trade him, but like, put it this way, right? Even without
him. No, it wasn't trade. He said it was like when a player wants to be back, they'll be. It was something weird. It was a cryptic message. It wasn't like trades or anything like that. I'll see if I can find it. But while you guys keep talking, I'll look for it. Give me a minute.
Let's just assume Sixto is not there for the purposes of this. You know, Alcantara, Pablo Lopez, both top 15 pitchers, in my opinion. You got Eliezer Hernandez. You got Jesus Luzardo. You have Max Meyers coming up. Nick Nieder.
Look at the other dude, too.
What?
They have another dude. The guy that's everyone knows in MLB The Show. I forget his name.
Oh,
Edward Cabrera.
Oh, Cabrera. He's not that good. He's kind of mid right now. He could be good, but he's kind of mid right now.
Position player wise, they.
I didn't like
the Wendy. They game. Add Garcia.
Garcia was good.
They just need offensive help badly.
They need it so bad. Like, they need to sign Conforto. They're not going to, but they do. They need it badly.
I mean, so up next year, I think Blade should be up, right?
I mean, maybe.
Maybe, but I don't know if they're going to service time him, but.
Yeah, they will service
time him. But it depends if service timing is even a thing.
That's a good point.
Well, yeah.
You have, it's probably not going to be. I don't think the MLB.
I don't think it will be.
So you have, I'm saying like you have, right field's Garcia. You have, who's in left field?
Are they DFA'd Brinson?
They DFA'd Brinson, but they have what, Cooper?
Garrett Cooper's also a free agent, I think. No, they're looking. No, they traded.
Brian De La Cruz.
I don't know if De La Cruz is.
Oh, yes. Brian De La Cruz.
He's not really a starting contract.
I guess the idea would be Wendell in the outfield, right? Because
they already have Jazz and.
Or maybe and Brian
Anderson.
Wendell at third.
Oh, you would put Brian Anderson in left before you put Wendell in left? I don't agree with that.
Probably. He's played left.
Anderson played a lot of.
Wendell should play short for them, right?
Rojas is a very good defender.
Is he better than Wendell? Because Wendell's really good this year. Like, really.
Wendell plays third base.
Yeah, they don't have third baseman. Wait, what about Brian Anderson? Where's he play?
I was just saying left though.
Oh
yeah.
They
could like fucking put me in center field. It make a difference. They have no center fielder.
And Byron Buxton being gone hurts him so much. I felt like that was like a lock.
That was a perfect.
I feel like they might go for a guy like Brian Reynolds.
Maybe they get Suzuki.
Maybe Suzuki.
Suzuki can't play. Isn't he not a center fielder?
De La Cruz had a 115 WRC plus last year. You guys are haters.
That's not the same. He's good.
I'll tell you how good he is. De La Cruz.
Maybe they trade for Kiermaier. The Rays and Marlins make a lot of trades.
They do make
projected a lot of 100 trades. WRC plus. He's a solid baseball player. That's elite analysis right there, folks.
I think
Kiermaier makes sense.
Kiermaier makes a lot of sense.
But they need offense.
But I just like that move. What they do? They bring in.
Garcia.
Bringing Garcia, like maybe a little overpaid, but
no, I like that a lot actually.
But so
like,
Garcia plays right field for them now.
Garcia will play left. Anderson plays right, probably.
And then you'll put.
It doesn't matter. They'll play the corners probably.
Okay.
I don't think Anderson's playing the outfield before you put Wendell in the outfield.
Why?
No,
because Anderson's never played the outfield.
Dude, what are you talking about? Anderson played like a full season in right field. What are you talking about?
Brian Anderson is
not.
He played like a full season in the right field.
When?
Let me see. I'll tell you right now.
2019 or 2018, one or the other. He played a lot of right field.
Hold on.
He
has over 1,000 innings. Yeah, and he's a good outfielder too.
Yeah, he plays a lot of.
I thought he was
six defensive runs saved and a 7.9 UZR per 150.
He probably plays
5.3 RR.
Probably play Garcia.
Probably better for him to be out there than at third.
Trade for Kiermaier in center, I guess.
I mean, yeah, like they have flexibility. They have flexibility, and
could they trade for Laureano? Do you think the A's would be willing to move Laureano?
Yeah, the A's are willing to move anyone.
So the A's will trade.
Do you think that makes sense?
Well, yeah, but
I feel like it's a little. First of all, Laureano is still suspended.
Right.
Also, I don't know if it makes perfect sense for the Marlins to go out and get a guy. I think he's expiring after next year.
No, he's got 4 years left on his deal. Laureano?
Oh, did they extend him?
No, like,
is he that young?
It's not young. He's young. He came up late. Yeah, he's 26. So he'll free agency when he's 30.
I guess
he's got some time. He's already a defender, isn't he?
I think
he has a cannon, but he's not the best.
I'm trying. Like, I don't. They just need a center fielder. They need an outfielder badly because, like, they cannot. I don't think
Ian Happ
is the answer. Ian Happ, maybe.
Aaron Hicks. I don't think the Cubs are going to trade Ian Happ.
Aaron Hicks.
You don't think the Cubs would say, you think the Cubs would be so adverse to trading him?
I mean, I don't think they'd be like that, but I just don't think they're going to shop him like that.
I don't think they're going to shop him, but I mean, the Marlins are a team you want to trade.
I honestly think that the Cubs, for some reason, think that they can contend within the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, but I would say that trading Ian Happ for a pitcher is a contender move. That's a contender move.
I mean, like, the Cubs, okay, we'll get to that later.
No, like, real talk. What if they trade, like, unironically, what if they trade for Aaron Hicks? The Yankees want a starting pitcher. Obviously,
that would be one of the greatest days of my life.
Trade Aaron Hicks and like,
what value does Aaron Hicks have?
None.
He's got
negative value. Actually,
he has negative value because he's locked up for 6 years. Like,
no, 4 more years. Four years.
Yankees eat half his contract. Then you're looking at a 4-year, $20 million deal for the Marlins. There's basically nothing to play. If Hicks is playing 100 games in center field at 4 for 20, that's great value. The Yankees can basically get back nothing. Like, that totally works, in my opinion.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, would they have to eat? Okay, I'm trying to – the Marlins don't have any bad contracts, so that doesn't really work.
The Marlins also want to spend money, but the Yankees, $20 million for the Yankees.
Kim made that dumb.
I think that would work.
Kim made what?
Kim's not stupid. She's not going to take Aaron Hicks.
You don't think the Marlins would take Aaron Hicks on 4 years for $20 million?
I feel like they would, but I just don't know what you'd have to give up to make the Yankees eat that much money.
Jackson, do you think that's stupid?
Is it? Wait, are you saying like $5 million a year?
Yeah.
Because he's sure. He's not that good.
He's not a good defensive center. He's not
the thing with Dela Cruz.
No, but the thing is, like, and I can see Jackson's point here. Like, how long?
I'd rather just get Kiermaier.
Like, yeah, I'd rather get Kiermaier.
Similar cost.
Kiermaier is a potential other option. Like, let's say Kiermaier is like the number one guy. Like,
it's your Hall of Famer, right, Ryan? Right, Jack?
I know. You know what? Fuck you, James. I fuck you. Fucking bitch ass motherfucker.
You said that. I didn't tweet it.
No.
And then you posted it on your Hall of Fame, and then you took it off.
You don't give a shit about my... Fuck, dude.
I think if you said, we finished that sentence of you don't give a fuck about what I had to say, James would agree with you. He does not give a fuck. He just wants
to push narratives.
30 wins at 31 is not a Hall of Fame pace.
I said he was on a Hall of Fame pace. I didn't say he was on all. He was like prior to a couple seasons ago.
Jason Hayward was on a Hall of Fame pace.
I just came with a genius idea. Get Kepler in Miami.
The Twins just extended Buxton. Why would they trade Kepler?
Fuck you.
The Twins are going to try to contend next year. Like, they have that off year every like 4 years. It's just a good thing.
Fuck you too. All right.
They draft someone really good.
That's my answer. Fuck you.
James, a big power bat.
I hate to agree with James here, but he's right.
Okay, but you don't think the Twins would value pitching more than Kepler?
They have
realistically pitching. Okay.
No, wait, what do you?
No, care? They traded Barrios.
Well, they got Joe Ryan though.
Joe Ryan is a VAA chat.
What do you think is more valuable?
He's so
to them?
Good.
They have Kirloff, Buxton, and who's the other outfielder that they have? They have another outfielder.
Kirloff, and Larnick.
Yeah,
I watch so much Minnesota Twins.
And they can put a rise out because Polanco is pretty good now. So they can put him at second. They might want to go get a shortstop. Put Donaldson like that. They could put a rise out and left. Boston center, like Kepler is not.
I think the plan should be a rise in left field because they
have second, and they should get a shortstop. You know, like I don't think the Twins are not going to say we can't trade Max Kepler for pitching. They're not going to do that.
How about like Kepler for like Kepler and a bit more for Eliezer Hernandez?
You think it would take more than Kepler to get Eliezer? I think Eliezer is not worth more than Kepler.
Yes.
No shot. Eliezer
6 years of control, and he's really
there's no shot. Eliezer is worth more than Kepler.
He is.
He does not have 6 years of control. He only has three. He does not have six. He has three.
Eliezer? What? No.
No, he does not have 6 years of control. He's been up in the major leagues for a while.
I think you're wrong.
Dude, he's a free agent after 2025. He does not have 6 years of control. It literally says it here. He has 3 years of control. 2022, 2023, and 2024.
I'm going to check it myself.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Eliezer Hernandez, according to
he's been up in the league since 2018, dude. He's been up in the league since 2018.
Shut up for a second. I'm trying to check this. Eliezer Hernandez. Like, where are you? All right, there you are. How much control do you have?
Service time is 3.18.
It appears he has 3 years of control. Okay.
That's what I just said. He's not worth more than Max Kepler. He's not worth more than Max.
I was looking at SportTrack, sir. According to SportTrack, he has 3 years of control.
It's spot-fake.
I would say then maybe Kepler and like a slight bit more, like maybe a replacement.
Dude, Kepler's Kepler is worth way more than Hernandez is.
That's just not. That's objective.
That is true. That is true. Kepler's a bet. Okay, if you're ranking.
Eliezer Hernandez is really, really good.
Eliezer Hernandez has been good outside of 2020. That's it. He's never been good at anything.
This is something that I would have said a while ago. All right, I'm trying to grasp that. He had a good 2020. Yes, he barely pitched in 2021. His stuff is really good.
His stuff degraded actually post tax. So no.
Well, so you think it's just bad now?
No, I don't think he's bad. I just don't think he's worth as much as Max Kepler.
Pitchers, first of all, the you have to grade in a curve, right? If everybody's stuff is degrading, besides very very few pitchers, like you had to grade in a curve. Secondly, pitchers are going to adjust a lot this offseason to that. And it's why I have so much faith in a guy like Gerrit Cole. And Gerrit Cole's obviously the only pitcher that's an exception. But
I mean, it's a little different when you're talking about Gerrit Cole.
Right, but my point is, like, aside from, like, James Karinchak, I have a lot of faith in almost everybody being fine with that spider attack. It just takes some, you know, adjustment period, which is why, you know, I wish they would have just done the memo before this season or after the season. Probably after the season would have been better because it would have been too close to the season. So do I think, like, Eliezer Hernandez is more valuable than Kepler? Maybe not if they have like the same years, but you know, a one-for-one deal makes a lot of sense. I wouldn't say Kepler is more value.
I would say he is. And also on top of that, I would also say that, like, you also have to be like, isn't Eliezer Hernandez at right now at this point only a two-pitch pitcher?
Maybe. I mean, let me check.
But, well, actually, his changeup was really good. No. His changeup was really good last year. What the
fuck? And if he's a two-pitch, it doesn't really matter.
Because no, his changeup was really good. Never mind. I take that back. He is, because his fastball was awful last year. It was terrible. Holy shit. His fastball sucked. It was terrible. But, I like Eliezer. Like, it's not that I don't like him. It's just that Kepler's pretty much more valuable in it.
Well, apparently the Red Sox were in Stallings before the Marlins acquired him. So, actually, we kind of like that.
No, we don't. We don't.
Dude, what do you talk? Would you rather the Red Sox have Stallings?
No, I'm – no. Yeah. What I'm saying is that means that the – Dude, I'm just upset the Yankees didn't get him. All right, that's why.
It's not
a matter of I'm not worried.
Speaking of the Red Sox, does anyone want to let me know, Jackson? This is mainly you. What the hell they're doing trading? I understand getting the two prospects back, but they're low level prospects.
What's his name? Well, there's one of the prospects that were actually really under.
You want the
Alex Benalis?
Yes, yeah. He's really good. Actually,
he was good at Louisville.
He's pretty good. Mason McRae said he was good. I usually trust what Mason McRae says.
He was really good in high A this year. I mean, it was his first year, so it's hard to tell.
Also, they're probably going to sign another outfielder. Like, they'll probably sign
control. Yeah.
He was supposed to be a first-round pick and then dropped all the way down to the third round. So,
but about, even like, then,
not special. Like, Renfro plays good defense with, like, an average bat. Like, he's not that special.
Okay, he's projected for a 110 WRC+. Plus. You take that back.
He doesn't play good defense. Honestly, it's not.
Yeah, he's not that good of a defender. His defense is
very okay. Bad. I know errors aren't good, but he had like the most errors in the outfield by a lot last year.
He also invented
Renfro
ball play. Yeah, I think three more than anyone else.
Renfro was a throwing merchant. If the dude didn't have like highlight reel throws,
Jackie Bradley's a similar player.
Okay, let's say no. Maybe
I don't think Renfro's going to hit as well.
Just a bit.
He will. He actually will.
I don't think he
will. Why won't he?
Because Steamer
says he will. Career.
That's how it works.
Yeah, look,
that's
how Steamer it works, says
right, Ryan? But one year.
Yeah, Steamer says he will. So, you know.
Well, you made your whole wardrobe team on Steamer.
No, I didn't. That's not true. I picked guys like Gio Urshela and Kyle Hendricks. Right,
are your opinions based on Steamer, too? What do you,
exactly. Now I says do.
Something, I feel like you'd
yeah.
be inclined to agree with them.
Yes. You have to understand.
I cannot wait.
People,
you gotta, like, light some candles and have like a Steamer.
I cannot wait for the day that Ryan like agrees with us.
We should make.
And,
we should
no, like but a why would I ever? But if I were to go back and like to go back on projections, would be for me to regress back. That would be regression. That'd be me worse.
Yeah, you say that now. No, but
make your own opinion sheet.
Here, you'll be sitting like, I can't believe I ever trusted.
Do you? Okay, time out. Do you actually? Okay, so
I'm the Rays extended Wander holding
Franco,
it in my
why
phone.
Do you think why do you think the Rays extended Wander Franco?
Because he's the number one fucking prospect in baseball.
That's why they committed $223 million to him. Is that why? That's it.
What? He projects well.
Like, oh, he what's well? Say it.
He projects well.
Oh, so you mean to tell me?
Projecting someone isn't just a formula.
Yes, it is. It's literally a formula.
Those injuries.
Yes, those are part. That's
well. What? Okay, but Okay, but what if their formula isn't very good?
For an organization that they're going to be, they're going to be run pretty poorly.
I'm pretty sure.
What if their model? What goes into their model? What kind of model?
We don't know what MLB teams use, but we do.
The Rays have a great model. The Rays have their own projection model.
I'm just saying, I don't know what exactly goes into their model.
No team is using Steamer. Like, let's be
real. Yeah, that's what I'm not saying that. But
I think maybe you should learn.
Well, I'm not saying teams are using Steamer. That's not my argument. I'm using overall projections. I would even say that if you just look at Steamer for projections, you're also doing yourself a disservice because there are multiple other projection sites out there that are pretty damn good and can get, because like you could be a Steamer merchant and be terrible in every year of projections. I'm pretty sure like Rougned Odor is the bat X merchant. Like the dude's like really good in that one and terrible in everything else. So you should probably diversify.
Well, there's a point in using multiple projection systems, right? You just use the best one.
Well, yes, kind of, but they're all like, it's not like there's like a, you know, metric we have.
Be a man.
I mean, yeah, if you have your own model and you like, you can prove
that be a man.
It does a pretty good job. Like, sure, that's great. But what I argue against is people who just take look at this 2 to 3 year sample size of what stats I've compiled.
Yeah, that's really dumb. All right. That's
It is dumb. It's objectively
and I
look stupid.
Back and I cringe. I think that guy's like foul ball stats on Instagram. Like this dude just loves doing that. I don't know why.
That dude loves to be angry.
I don't mind, Ryan. I don't know why I don't mind like if people talk shit to me. I don't mind like saying, you know, you talk shit to me.
Okay. Do you talk shit to you?
All the time. I wouldn't like go out of my way to call people a dumbass. Like if they didn't say anything. To me,
but... I want to call out at James Valentine.
I feel like this conversation is going nowhere. I want to talk about my Chicago Cubs.
The Stroman deal. Yeah.
Stroman.
Okay.
It's insider reporting.
Let's talk. I'll open this. I think that this deal it's solid. It's not great. I think it's too short. I'd prefer a longer
deal. Short?
Lower. Too short.
Huh. I like how Marcus Stroman really wanted to be here. That's cool. But
he was so hungry for a bag, bro, which is fine. You know, it's no judgment. But, like that was like probably the best offer he got. He got on a fucking plane in like 2 seconds. I don't think he was desperate to be in Chicago. I think
I'm surprised we didn't give him 5 years.
Everyone wants to be in Chicago.
Yo. Who wants to be in Chicago, honestly? I would cry.
Okay, but all I'm saying is that I'd rather have him on, like, maybe. So he's making $25 million a year for the next 2 years, and then he can make $25 million in 2024. It just seems like the deal is made for him to be traded some point within the next year and a half, which is fine. Why not? But
with tears in your eyes.
What?
There are little tears coming out of your eyes as you say, it's fine if he gets traded. It's fine. It's
I think.
No, I mean, like, okay. I think the Cubs have set themselves up to trade Wilson Contreras.
That's
no value, but go ahead. Carry on.
Shut up.
I'm sure they could get something for him.
He has Gary Sanchez value. He's the same value. He should have been a non-tender candidate like Gary Sanchez. But go ahead, carry on.
You're right, but
no. Moving forward. I like Stroman a lot. He has a very high ground ball rate. The Cubs have – I know, like, people keep saying that the Cubs don't have a good infield defense. They do. Patrick Wisdom is a really, really, really good defender.
Yeah.
And Horner's a great defender. He's an elite second baseman. I'm not sure what he is at shortstop. I kind of has a noodle arm. I'm sure he'll be fine. He has good range, no arm. Madrigal's a good defender.
He's not really –
He's an above average defender.
It's fine. I guess he's whatever.
And Schwindel sucks, but like that doesn't matter.
Who doesn't suck and he's gonna be playing first base for the Chicago Cubs next year.
Anthony Rizzo.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think as far as the Stroman deal goes, I would have liked to see like a 5 year, maybe $95 to $100 million deal. Because then he could be here, you know, in the later stages of his contract when the Cubs are like good. But
I think Stroman's interesting because, you know, he's a guy who I initially thought use a lot of seam shifted wake on his pitches. And, you know, he does use a bit, but he doesn't get as much deviation as you'd probably like in his fastball, particularly his sinker. His four seamer.
Nerd!
I was talking to Matt Greenfield about this, but I think Ryan also saw what I was talking about.
Yeah.
It kind of is like a bad cutter, which makes a lot of sense. He actually does throw a good cutter, but because he kind of just cuts every pitch, he kind of just throws it. It's not a problem necessarily. I sort of overestimated his ceiling a bit because, you know, his release height, you think, oh, he throws good fastballs. But he's probably not going to be ever really a good four seam guy, just considering he cuts everything. And, you know, realistically, I think this is a good con. I love this for the Cubs, to be honest with you, because it gives you so much flexibility. You can just trade him if, you know, you're not very good next year and you don't want, you know, you'd be very good next year.
Okay, well, I think it's a given that we're not very good next year, but.
Or that you don't think moving forward you're going to be
right, very good. The point is, like, there's no reason not to sign a guy like Stroman to this contract. It's not going to, like, hurt your chances in the long run to sign a big guy. You know, it's just better value, and there's no such thing as, like, tanking in baseball really right now with draft picks. So it really doesn't make – it's not. There's no reason not to, if that makes sense.
I know you ranked the Cubs front office low, but I really do think that pretty much everything they've done within the past year and a half has been good.
The Kimbrough
fan, man. If not great.
Well, I think the Cubs front office just doesn't have enough volume.
That's true. Maybe they
– mainly because Cash has been there for, like, 20 years.
How many play appearances do the Cubs for an off? No, I'm joking.
Like, I know Hoyer's only been the general manager or president. No, he's a president. He's only been the president for like a year. But
Donald Trump is the president.
And he might
got Madrigal. All right,
they did very well in the Darvish trade. They did very, very well in the Baez trade.
And the Rizzo trade.
I mean, they fleeced the Yankees. They did well in the Bryant trade. Not the best.
We had Canario for half a season.
And
of course, Chicago.
Of course, teams are going to overpay at the deadline, but like those are four very good trades. And then obviously, Kimbrough. I almost said it like Ryan. Craig Kimbrough.
Ryan
Kimbrough.
Yeah. Ryan needs to go to the pronunciation.
But I really just think that everything the Cubs are doing is setting up their rebuild so that once these guys are coming up, and they're very young, but some of their prospects will be up within the next couple of years. Then they can spend a shitload of money because, I mean, at some point that god awful Jason Hayward contract comes off the books.
Respect, so, Hayward, bro. He's a World Series champion.
I don't know. Is it
expiring now?
Who?
Hayward?
No, he has like three more years.
Really? Yo, when that contract.
It was eight starting in 16. So 16, 17, 18, 19, up to 23.
21. So you got 22 and 23. Yo, it's going to be 8 years, bro.
That's crazy. That's just ridiculous.
It's going to be 8 fucking years.
Okay, I saw some people. I think it was Stroman and Carrabas, but they were comparing the Marcus Stroman deal to the John Lester deal, saying like, oh, like when Lester signed with the Cubs, they sucked, which, yeah, I mean, yeah, but no.
That's what you tell yourself. You're coping. I'm a girl.
Ryan's Wi-Fi is on the clock right now.
I just feel like
in denial. You're on the clock.
No, your internet is on the clock, dude.
I think it's a great deal. It's basically what I'm saying. Like, I wish it was a little longer because I do want him to be here when the rebuild is ending rather than just during the rebuild, kind of like how Texas set it up where their guys will be there through the rebuild and then once they're good again. But I mean, who knows what this team's going to look like in 3 years, but he's not that expensive and he's a very good pitcher.
All right, I think we should move on to a couple questions and wrap up soon because we've been on here for a while. We'll pull these up real quick. Gotta go to the archives.
Also,
yeah, go ahead.
Cubs are in on Correa, like apparently going to sign Correa like that.
All right, maybe not.
I thought all the reports were saying that the Cubs and Yankees are the two biggest teams in on Correa.
That wasn't all the reports. That was one report.
One report.
It was one report. But I think a lot of people have been.
Was it Ben Dover?
No, I think a lot of people are just reposting that same.
How about Mike Hawk?
Maybe, but
Mike Hawk is very, it's a very big, big account. Very big.
All right.
But I just think Correa makes a lot of sense. Just gonna put that out there. Especially because the Cubs are such a rich franchise. They have so much money to spend and they're not spending any money.
Don't you have Tucapita Marcano? I love Tucapita.
No, the Pirates do.
No, the Pirates do.
Wait, who did you get? Oh, you got
we have Madrigal, Horner, Howard. We have a lot of shortstops, but
no, you got that one guy from the Padres.
Preciado, he's a third baseman.
Reginald Preciado. I'm sure it's Reginald, but whatever.
I wonder.
I gotta get out of here. So let's do these questions, all right?
Yeah.
You three.
No, questions.
Best shortstop in the AL Central.
Is this an odd question?
Yeah, I guess.
Is it Tim Anderson?
All right, so Cleveland doesn't have one. That's
good. Oh, Baez. It's Baez.
No, it's Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson's
better than Baez.
I'm taking Tim. Oh, wait, Tim Anderson. Oh, that's tough. Know. That's tough. I might go Baez, actually.
I'll go Baez. We never talked about the Baez deal, by the way, but.
Tigers are broke. What did we say? Tigers are broke.
Jackson, who do you say?
I'll take Javi Baez.
Okay. Yeah. Javi Scoops.
Do I think Texas needs to add an arm or two to the rotation? Kershaw? I would say
not yes. Kershaw.
I think Kershaw. I think
2 years.
I need arms. I think Kershaw couldn't hurt, right? Like,
okay. Well, are you saying
sell tickets?
The arm,
sell jerseys.
Oh, that's true.
I think Rodon fits there better.
No, if they're gonna take Kershaw.
No, you get Kershaw and then you make your money back.
They should trade some of their infield prospects for another pitcher. I think, like, if they trade him for like Mally, that'd be.
Chills. I don't know. I feel like Kershaw's gonna end up back on the Dodgers.
Oh, okay.
I think it's only the Dodgers or the Rangers.
Okay.
Pretty much.
No, I'm joking. Next question.
All right, last question here. Where does Seiya Suzuki sign? I say the Rangers still.
I think it makes
sense. He doesn't sign.
He won't sign.
I think the Rangers makes the most sense. Like, they need an outfielder.
Who's in left?
They need a bat. I mean, left. I don't even know. Like, their only outfielder I can name off the top of my head is Garcia, and then
Cole Calhoun.
Calhoun.
Yeah, respect prime Calhoun. Yeah, Calhoun's playing left field. Yeah, Cole Calhoun, baby.
You sound like such a fucking idiot.
Who's gonna play left field?
I know, dude. I'm exhausted.
I don't know. I think it makes more sense that they go after Suzuki than any other team.
And they can move Odolis to center, and Odolis is a good defender.
Center. People keep talking about Schwarber to the Mets, I think.
Schwarbussy.
I think a lot of teams want Schwarber. He's a very good hitter, but...
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, it's a great observation,
Jay. Garrett Cole knows all about that.
All right.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jackson.
Congratulations.
Remember to end our trivia.
This episode of the Deep Driving Left Field podcast. If you like what you saw, please drop us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Deep Drive Pod. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure it was a 5-star rating, whatever platform you are listening to. It actually really helps, apparently. If you want more people to hear us talk shit about baseball. We'll talk about more about the lockout probably in the next episode.
And then after that, we'll start trivia. Oh, yeah.
Enter trivia, please.
Yo, lock out with your cock. Oh, no, I'm not going
to
say that.
Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Alwiener. Make sure to follow Ryan on Twitter at RyanGarciaESM. Make sure to follow Jackson on Twitter at JacksonDells2. Make sure to follow James on Twitter at JamesValentinas. It's been a deep drive to left field by Castellanos. And we will see you in episode number 45.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.